So we are the conscious entity. All is our pollution of all consciousness or of all love. So we have, everybody wants to love somebody and to be loved by somebody. So what is the best way in the world to love? We love others, the result is he gives love in return. Sometimes we are losers, sometimes gainers. So Kabir says if you love, have a game with God, game of love with God, how will it stand? You won him, he's yours. If you are defeated, you are him. In both is your gainer. Isn't that? So strike love with God or the God in man. God we do not see, but God is then we do see. Once it so happened in the Satsang, some man stood up. He said, he was devotee of the Master, he said, you say you want to see God? He stood up. I'll show each one of you. He says, they are wondering what is it? Here standing. He happened to the Master sitting there, hello, our Master. So though you have wept love in them, by Nandalal, a very fond lover of the Guru. The one poem of Hafiz, he says, if you want to meet God, what you should do, go to the, leave all hearts and home and go to the wilderness. There, remember his love. And in return what by Nandalal said, look here, oh, Hafiz, where are you going? Here the God standing. Where will you go? So if you take the God with you, harder with you, who desires in your heart, in you when you initiate, why not love him there? So love knows service and sacrifice. This is what I mean to say. Masters come here to join all in the silken bonds of love. Guru Anjan, you will find what he did. He compiled as many things of the Masters as he could lay hands on in one book, which is a scripture called Guru Granth Sahib. Those who are, you know, God manifested, they are sent by God to guide the child humanity, whether in the east or the west, wherever it is. He compiled all the things in one book. Whereas you will find the things of one particular master, you always find in their book alone. Is it not finding them in the silken bonds of love all humanity? So the point is, if you have a ruling power for us, ruling love for God, where will you go? First, go to God. You got the ruling power, love for the world, you will come back again and again. So once it so happened that Moses was passing this, where one shepherd was sitting with his sheep around him, and he was praying, God, oh God, if you are hungry, you had come to me, I would go give the milk of these sheep to drink. If you felt cold, then I would have woven the wool from the sheep and given you warm clothing. He went on in love. Love knows no law, you see. Whatever is expressed from the heart of love, they don't carry any pinching effect, you see. They appear to be sweet. Little child is there, he suddenly slaps you on the face. Do you feel love for him? So Moses passed by that. Oh, heretic, what you are to talking? Can God drink milk? Would he wear your clothing of wool? You are the sweet members of God in everything like that. You cried, "Oh God, I have disrespected you." While crying, he went down. God met him, "Look here, I will drink your milk also. I will have your clothing, you give me also." He was satisfied because Moses went and sat in meditation. God appeared to me, "Oh man, I have sent you to unite all in my love, not those already in my love, to take it away from them." So this is the what all Master gave us. Now Master has been giving some examples how should we love God. Guru Amar Das, you see, he got sat at the feet of his Master after 70 long years. He says, how should we love? Gives us some examples. This is just there one, you see, kamal, which is grown in the water, you see. On the leaf of the kamal, the water, the more it is, you see, overflow, water in streams and overflowing, the more that plant grows more. He says, in the water, you see, those are born in water just like fish. They live in the water. Once you take away from the water, they die. They never suffer separation for a minute. He says, we are in the ocean of life. God is, I say, we are like fish. We say, where is God? Although that very God is our own sustenance, supporter of life. So, the fish is in the water, cannot live without water. It's got innate love for water. And God is innate in us, we should love God. How can we live without it? Our love is directed outside. If little we direct that way, we'll be dragged like anything. Milk and water is mixed. Water is love for the milk. The more you put in, the more the same color it takes. But when you put it on a boiling pot, water doesn't allow milk to be burnt. It first allows himself to be burnt. Something like that. You see, love knows service and sacrifice. Anybody with whom you are love in the world, too, you like to sacrifice everything for him. The more in love you are, the more you can sacrifice. Love means giving, service. So, what should we do? We are man. This is the condition of those who sit at the feet of the Master. They have some contact within of God. If you dwell like that, you will drown like that. It is easy, you don't find time to come in contact with that for a few days. Even you will find you will be dead like that. You will forget him and he will never forget. If you do your practices regularly, what has happened? That God is such a power, the music of the spirit begins to be audible without closing your ears. You may go on with what that goes on singing. So this is the way to love. What? Love knows service and sacrifice. If we put an ounce of love in our homes, generally our homes are not happy because we do not put in love. An ounce of love there. Love knows giving. A wife and husband, for instance, they have love for another. Why all this irrespect both should respect for each other, both should sacrifice their interest for the love of one another, because God is united. That makes us home sweet, at peace. You put an announcement in our societies will be at peace. If you put in an ounce of love in our country, there will be all peace, no wars. So love is the panacea for all wills, of our ills, I guess, of the day, whether physical, whether of the beyond, of this world or the other world. So Master talk, sometimes being direct, sometimes they give by way of parables. There is one parable given in the Bhagavad Puran. He says, Lord Vishnu, invited, gave a feast to all the gods and goddesses, and those who were not gods, they got that. The feast was served, and God came and they sat in the rows, both gods and the others. So Lord Vishnu stood up and said to all, look here, this all this feast for you, eat to your heart's content. But there's one condition you should observe, and that is what it is. Don't bend your elbows to eat the food. You bend your elbows only, the food reaches your mouth, is enough. Those who are, you see, on the bad side, they say, you know, how the food we can eat without bending our elbows? They could not come to some understanding. They left this place in this way, that Lord Vishnu has made a joke of it. He said, take the food, it is not, let us eat the food. They went away, and the gods were there. They were thinking these are the words of the Master or the Lord Vishnu. There must be something behind it if you don't follow. Then by little calm consideration, if you came to know, oh yes, it's very easy. How? This is my food. Don't bend but give to others. Straight up, like that. So the result was, everybody was fed. If you make others eat, then can you be left alone? So love knows giving. If you want to give, we have love, we must learn to give all life. And if you make others happy, you will be happy. If you torment others, you see everybody bends elbows and everything for his own self, let it just die. The prison houses are full, the courts are full, only for that. You simply don't bend to yourself, but let others, make them happy, make them fed, make them easy life, all in life, you be also, that's the same. So love knows service and sacrifice. This is what you have followed. This is what Kabir says, so long as you got your body, give and give. So, what is all this? How it comes, as I told you? It is innate in us, but the only way is to love is to come in contact with somebody who is overflowing with love. By radiation first you will get. Free. You may not direct anything to you, but by radiation you will have it. And if you direct your attention, you give the one vial of perfume, contact within you, then there, anywhere and everywhere. So this is had by, but by radiation, you see, in the company of those who are loved. That is why it is said in Bhagavad Puran, Bhagavad Gita, you may be performing all these outer practices of aparavidya, which relate to the ongoing faculties, mind and intellect. Without doing that, going to pilgrimage, performing certain havanas, singing, reading, you see, doing japas, penances undergoing, he says you won't have God so quicker as you will come in the feet of him, in the company of a saint. One is only just, you would like to have the fire by rubbing stone with stone, you see. One you will have fire burning, you can have a little free. So master come to give something, you see. And that is what they give, their own life. What is their life? Jiyadan, their life is what? God. God is manifesting them. They are world mad, flesh. The world has got two aspects, light and sound. This is dear most. Everybody gives to any man anything. But how many there will give their life? So master gives their life, you see. What? In the shape of light and sound. He'll be exhausted? No, he's in the contacted with the perennial source, God. So that cannot be exhausted. Isn't it? So that is the reason. That is why Master said, all Master, East and West, Christ also said, others in the East also said the same thing. This is bread of life, you bread of life. This has come down from heaven. Whosoever shall partake of it shall have everlasting life. How to drink? How to eat? Once he said to his disciples, eat me and drink me. This is what he said. The people are wondering what he said. They forgot that but he said, I am the bread of life, I am world made flesh and dwelling among you. So eat me and drink me meant the word in him which he has given you. So that is the bread of life and water of life. He comes and gives freely to everybody. So that the man may be withdrawn from the outer enjoyments, because it is mind having control over the soul, we drag it to the world, you see. Mind requires going into expression. It is the, of the same as that of God of negative power. It will always take you into expression. Not receive. So he, Master gives that taste which mind once has it, he is withdrawn from outside. You remember the one marital lady was going around and the pitcher of water filled over her head and Christ wanted water from her. He out of compassion feel some inferiority complex did not give because he belonged to the higher class, higher lower. And the Christ said, had she given me this water to drink, my thirst would have been satisfied. But that would again come up. He said, had she come to me, I would have given the water of life, which would have satisfied all thirst forever. So, for the body, the outer eating, drinking the food, which gives strength to the body. To the intellect, we have got all learning, reading, writing, etc. That gives food to the intellect. And what is the food of it? Our soul. Our soul is conscious entity. The food of this can only be what is conscious. That is the bread of life, which is called word, which is called nam, which resides in every heart. When we withdraw our attention from outside and from the body below, take it up to above these outgoing faculties, which end at the level of the eye, there you get that water of life, that nature of now. This is what they come to give freely to everyone. This is their life, you see. Only what for, so that the children who are here may go back to God. Their only mission is like that. People come to the world, you see. In the prison house, they say, one man came up, that singer, all right. So master come, you see, their only job is to take back children of God back home, that's all. Other incarnations come to punish the wicked, to uphold the righteous, and let the world again. But master come, you see what Christ said, I have come to separate daughter from the mother, wife from the husband, sister from the brother, and so on. I have not come to make world happy, just words. I have come to take all these back home. This is the job. Who sends them? It is God alone. We are all children of God. When this God sees we are misery, we are not happy, then He sends His men, go, fetch back my child back home. Guru Arjan says, whosoever, the God who has sent us in the world, when He sees us in trouble, in misery, then He sends His men to bring back my child. Tell them, their seat is here, their throne is lying vacant, come, let them enjoy forever while they are rolling in the world outside. So masters, if the wife is away from her husband, at his father's home or elsewhere, separated from the husband, and she has very respectful life for her husband, even separated, she loves her. And after all, husband will move, you send me all a call of that. So any such man that comes up, what should the wife do? She should look to nobody else, go straight up to her husband. Because her husband is calling him. Similar things, you see. When any master like that is sent by God, he sends to us, then it is God calling you back. Follow him, go back home. Don't, what he says, keep his commandments. What he does, he say, we have to leave this world somewhere. All have left, and we have to leave. There is no exception to the rule. Man body is a golden opportunity we have got, in which we can go back home. And if somebody has come to take you back, then what you should do? Hurry up, see? Just be ready to go. So they come only for that purpose. They've got no personal motive in it. They simply come to as ordered by God, of course. So man by this, this is the way to love. Love is dragging of the heart, just like a water, fish and so much is in love. This is love is also in it in ourselves, but that is being just spent in the world outside. So in man body, if we are trying to dwell love for God, you are blessed, then that will become ruling passion, you will go to the feet of the God, to the lap of the God. But we have missed it, we have that very love dwelt with God, we dwelled outside. The result is, ever since we have been separated from God, we have not gone home so far. So this is a high time, present mind body which we have got, Master, come, wake up, you are drowsy, you are forgotten yourself, you are under some intoxication of what he said, forgetfulness. Wake up, it is a high time for you. If you won't wake up now, man, body, the time to wake up. If you won't wake up, then when will you wake up? Time and tide waits for no man. And those whom God has sent out, somebody, they have sat at their feet, they have got something to start with, they should not delay. Others who have not got it, that is their fate, that's another thing, but they, those who have got it, they should have to go. So, God is love, way back to God is also true love, and what is way to love, that is only keep calling or having the company of the, those who are old for me. By reading, writing, other things, true love cannot work. You see, whom you have not seen, you have not seen that, how can you know? Lovely. And we are playing game with the world, you see. Why not play game with God? If you defeated, you become him. Yes? And you win one him, you become yours. Both hands, you see, you get the boon, you see. Such a man, while living in the world, is not of the world. Take the example of anybody. He is in love with somebody. He is sitting in thousands, but his whole thought is there. Emerson, when he wanted to go to a secluded place, he would like to go to an inn, which is on his come and go. Because here in the hotel, you see, on his come and go, you are not here, sir. So real seclusion is in yourself. Mind your own business. The work you have within, go on with it. If you succeed, you have won. You made the best use of your mind by the otherwise, you are dwelt in love for the God, preparing for you again to come back. Our master used to give one example. Man was in the prison. His term of prison was being over. The day he had to leave the prison, his term was over for punishment. He told his neighbor, look here, keep this thing with you, I'm again coming back. This is what you do. Man body, this is the highest ideal before it. You can go back to God. Remain in your social body, that means no. It's a question of the heart, not head alone. You go where your heart is attached. That way to love will come through the society, to the company of those who are all full in love, just like a scent flower, scent seller. In the radiation, you will have perfume free, and if you give you a pile of scent, what more you want? Your partner, you have got. Most often you were sitting, they have got some pile of love of sent to contact with it, you are far with it. Grant it, make the best use of it. So God is love, love is God, and way back to God is love, and this love is boosted in the company of someone who is powerful. That's way to love. That was the subject. this can be had there.
Good evening and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was the last 30 minutes of a talk entitled The Way to Love, which was given on October 28, 1972 in Chicago, Illinois. Our reader tonight is Pradeep Sethi. You may please begin, Pradeep.
Good evening. It's nice to be back with you, my Sasangi brothers and sisters. Like before, I'll continue to read the question and answer sessions from the night of Kirpal. Last, I was reading from chapter 26, titled Five Charge Names, and I will continue from where I had left. Master is replying to one of the questions. Once I was sitting by the master, he used to make me sit and give a talk. He was training me like a child, you see. I used to repeat my questions and thoughts to him. I used to turn to him and talk, and the people enjoyed. Once I told him, in the old days, there were customs. They, masters, would dip the large toe off the feet and give the disciples the water sanctified by discharging. Then the times did come when they were made to sit before Master's face and look into his eyes. Soul speaks through the eyes, and they were charged. Then the time would come when they would bring something they had made to Master, some silks or something like that, and he charged their work. He touched it. All right, you have it. Then again the time came when they used to bow down and touch the master's feet. And our master used to say, well, what is lying down there? I am here. What are you up to? I am here through the eyes. And now I say, well, all right, folding hands is sufficient. Folding hands means you look into the eyes and you see. Why bow down? Why not look direct? This is direct contact through the eyes. Do you follow these purposes? So, eyes are the windows of the soul, you see. These things are not yet explained in books very clearly, I tell you. But the facts are there. If you read all scriptures, you ultimately conclude that there is something. What's the use of these words, Simran? Charging helps not the words. The words only explain the planes according to creation, that's all. The newcomers want to understand intellectually why it is necessary. Previously, nobody questioned it. Master said, all right, go on, and charging helped them. Whether you know the whys and wherefores of these things or not, the charging will help. What do children see? You saw the other day, I gave a sitting to the children outside. All right, have it, sit down, see here. What explanation is given to them? Nothing. So it's the charging that helps. That comes from the soul in whatever state it is in. And that is why you can enjoy this even from thousands of miles when you develop receptivity. Of course, physical presence cannot be understated. That is direct by radiation. Radiation can be had even at thousands of miles, as I told you. Only direct your attention. Let nothing remain between you and him, not even your body. So when you have understood, do it. Derive the full benefit. Do you remember Christ said, eat me, drink me? How to eat him? Not the flesh, you see. He is word made flesh. It is word you have to eat. And what do you have to drink? The nectar of the word. That is within you, and you have been given a contact within. So, this is an explanation of the five charged words. These are outside lectures, because they are given out heart to heart. There it is. The whole theory is explained in these talks. Read Crown of Life, read Naam or Word. Very clear. Whatever could possibly be given to you in words is given therein. The question is to digest, to live up to it. If you follow correctly, then everything will be all right. Newcomers are very intellectual. They will not take a step unless they understand why it is so. Why should I repeat these words? Why not others? So, sometimes the group leader over there does not explain. I told him that they have told you the names are not the whys and the wherefores. Perhaps for want of time, how can these things, explanation of charge words, be explained in their general lecture? You see, there the theory is explained. They are right so far. I support them. But they should now, I think, give explanation privately as questions come up. Very intellectual people do want. Some people come up to me, I have come, will you give me that time? Oh yes, of course, do come on, bring all your questions, sit inside, lock the door, keep the key with you, don't come out until you are satisfied. What more can I say? With the grace of God, of course, I know that truth is truth and cannot be made untruth. I am giving you what I have found with the grace of my Master. Are you doing all right with your meditations, please? Don't keep reserved. You are here only for that purpose. God will give you. He is within you, waiting for you anxiously. Would you keep Him waiting? Then hurry after Him. Thank you. I move to the next chapter. Privacy, December 11, 1970. Don't throw pearls before swine. To those who really want, there may be 200, 300. The theory is explained openly. What you have learned in the secret, we are speaking from the housetops or from the stages. But for the purpose of getting that experience, only those should come up who really want it. Not everyone wants it. Some only come for curiosity's sake. Now, when they come here for Sunday satsang, there are 2, 3, 4, 5 thousands, and then at 3 special occasions, there are 25, 30, 40 thousand people. February 6, Master Kripal Singh's birthday. April 2, Baba Saman Singh's death anniversary. July 27, Baba Saman Singh's birth anniversary. I give them a sitting for 1 hour, all of them, whether new or old, without exception. That will do. But in that way, we cannot ask each man individually about his experiences and guide him. You can tell only a few out of a large group what's wrong, what to do. But everyone does get experience. When the new ones get experience, question, Master, is it all right to sit on a bus? Answer, while hearing? Question, yes. Master, I think the same question has been put before. Did you hear it? In the world, if you have got love with somebody, how can you have it without bringing it to the notice of others? This is something like that. Your love for God, why do you make it public? Christ said, go into the closet. For a while you go in, then outward things won't affect you. As I was saying yesterday, solitude, loneliness, that is necessary. Let the wild flower grow in darkness. Let nobody have notice of it. When it is in full bloom, then let everybody see. When the tree is laden with fruit, let everybody eat it. But when it is the beginning, it has not as yet sprouted forth fruit, go on doing your spiritual practices without bringing it to the world or through the notice of anybody. They say 3 things should be done in solitude. 1, bhajan. 2, when taking food, eat all alone if your own self, that's always best. If you're with others, the same mind, like on a picnic, that's another thing. But when you eat, give thanks to God for the food He has given you. And the 3rd one is, when you have the worldly connection, these three want secrecy. Most everything else does not require secrecy. Deeds of darkness are committed in the dark, you see. When you have found some seclusion for the sake of some going down, then that is a sin. Don't have that further. Question. The three things are bhajan, taking food, and master. A third, worldly connections for matrimonial purpose when needed. Married life is no bar to spirituality if it is conducted according to the scriptures. Even saints had children. When they took up this role, they gave up these things, controlled it. But there are some things which should not be done in secret in addition to these three things. Two things, when you want to do something all alone and you think there is something wrong, or when you have done something and somebody asks you, you have to tell a lie. These are some tips. If you are on guard, you'll be saved many troubles, many things. So deeds of darkness are committed in the dark. When you do a thing, let us cover up. Oh no, I didn't do it. You have to tell a lie. Just note these two questions and you will save many failures in life. You want to guard against these things for making your life pure. All our children copy us. They watch closely what we are doing. If you want your children quite chaste and spiritual, you must observe celibacy. Don't you think that children are watching you? They copy your way of living. You may say, no, no, but they see. Those who want to make their children quite chaste and everything must set them an example. This is no spirituality, but it will save you from many failures. So, we are responsible for the coming generations. If you want the coming generation to be up to the mark, then we should set an example. They will copy. You need not tell them anything. They will copy. So, wanted reformers, not of others, but of themselves. If you reform your own self, all others will follow. What will you get? Godhead. That's the remuneration for the compensation you'll have. Question. If you're sitting for seeing and sound comes in, answer, I explained to you yesterday. I hope you remember. Do one practice at a time, fully, wholly, solely. When the other intervenes, don't pay any attention. Inside, you may have both together when you go up. If you're sitting for seeing practice, then sound comes in when you go up. If you put in attention, you won't get progress in seeing practice. Question. It was after I was listening to music from a record player, loud music. Answer. Well, avoid that thing to the best you can. I say outer music is only to gather people together, nothing more. And outer music will lead you to the end of matter, not transcend it. You may have concentration for a while, but no further way up. So this inner music starts when you rise above matter. There is a vast difference between the two. Don't be given up to outer music. Make the best use of it. But generally, people who are involved in outer music require very chaste life. Outer music will lead to matter. Mind will make you outward. Mind is material. What is the difference between East and West? The East takes it that mind is material and takes life from the soul. In the West, they say mind is conscious. This is the difference. So, mind will drag you to the material side always, like a clod of earth thrown into the air. However strongly you throw it up, it will come down to the earth because the Mother Earth is there. If you light a candle, the flame will go up. The source, the sun, is above. If you upturn it, even then the flame goes up. So, soul is of God. Whenever it is cut off, it will go up to God. That is the natural tendency within. If in outer things, material things lead you to the material, the power is there. It will give you some concentration, but won't let you transcend matter. This is a very delicate point. People very rarely watch it. That is why saints have used music, but only to bring men together. Now, in all religions, they have forgotten the inner music and are given up to the outer. They dance like anything in ecstasy and emotion. That does not lead you above body consciousness. For a while, you may be soothed by ecstasy, but it doesn't let you transcend. Guru Nanak, whenever he sat anywhere, well, all right, here it is, music, musicians, all right, play on. Then, when the people came, he began to preach. That's only a good source for calling people together. If I have a musical, I think all people will come up here and to the detriment of others who are really after it, the real music. Music is in all churches, all the churches. They have put music in churches from the very beginning, but now they don't know the purpose of it. Outer music leads you to the outer things. That's all. You may use it, as I told you, to bring people together. That's all, right? But we are generally given up to this. We have to be very cautious. You can have the outer music for 1 hour, 2 hours, even paid music you can have for 1 day, 2 days. How many days? Hafiz says, when I sit here, I think my musician comes and plays without any payment to him. Again, he says, a thief comes in the darkness with a lamp in his hand. So, every moment, some guidance is necessary. These are references to within. Mind is prone to material things, you see. An hour with a saint gives you more than all the books for years of studies and everything. He gives something very straight, which books cannot give in detail. If he wrote it, how long yarn would it be? These are practical things. Question. I was thinking about people that live in places where it is impossible to get vegetarian food, like Eskimos. Answer. I have not followed. Suppose you take Eskimos. Answer. What Eskimos? Are you paid for them? Question. I was just wondering about the karma. What they can't in wintertime get vegetarian food? Answer. Well, look here. Animals, what do they take in the wintertime? Do they take almonds? Well, I think that is a complete food in all vegetarian natural diets. Eskimos and others, even if they do not get anything other to eat, let them eat almonds. When you go there, you may mind your own business. I think you are not advocate to plead for all the world over. Plead for your own selves. What Eskimos eat, do, or what others do, let them do. If you set your own house right, that's all right. If you reform yourself, the whole world is reformed. We worked like unpaid apprentices of the CID of God. Mind your own business. You'll develop. Everything will be done. An example is better than precept. We know so many things we don't do. We are only asking, why this and why that? A tree is growing. Why is it not bearing fruit? Well, when they grow, for what reason? You cannot know. Man cannot know everything. God makes the arrangement. Whatever is your sphere of life, you have to just make the best use of that and go up. That's the ultimate goal. The main principle lying behind is to be harmless. That's all. Harmlessness will come where you love. Where there's love, you are harmless. That's all. And love knows service and sacrifice, not to sacrifice others for your own self. Here in 1957, the World Fellowship of Religions Conference was held. I was there as president. One representative came from Pakistan, and the question was going on about harmlessness and about giving sacrifice. Mohammedans believe in sacrifice. In India, they sacrifice goats and sheep and different things. When that rule of harmlessness was passed, one Mohammedan came up. Oh, well, we don't believe in this sacrifice. Others said, we will offer sacrifice. They were giving trouble to representatives from all countries. East and West were there. More than 100 people. They could not come to any conclusion. So I came up, well, look here. Sacrifice for others, that's good. But don't sacrifice others for your interest. That's all. Sacrifice is all right, but the difference lies in the way you do it. If you sacrifice others for your own personal interest, this is a selfish motive. Don't harm others for your own personal self, but you may sacrifice yourself for the good of others. In another conference at Calcutta where there were Buddhist delegates, there are two classes of Buddhists. One believes in God, the other does not. The resolution had the word God in it, and those Buddhists said, no, we don't agree. The word God is there. Again, a very big row. I was there. Well, look here. Do you believe in the saying of Buddha? I called their leader in charge there. All right. Would you interpret what Buddha says? Then I quoted from the Buddhist sayings, you see. He says, you must rise into your over-self. Our self finds refuge in the over-self. What other refuge can there be? But it is hard to gain. The over-self is God. Then the resolution was passed. These things do rise up. Very delicate points. They don't know what their teachings are at home. We are only ruminating over scriptures, not going deep down into what they are. This is what Buddha said. People said Buddha was not a believer in God, but he was a believer in God. So perhaps you have read that book, Naam or Word. There I have quoted 25 pages from Buddhist literature. So at the end of his life, he called for all his disciples, Ananda and others, and asked them how they get to Golden Samadhi. All spoke about the light. Last of all, Buddha said, intrinsic hearing is the only way back to Golden Samadhi. We don't know what our own scriptures say. That's the pity. We have only superficial knowledge. We must go to the heart of it. They had some truth. Why do people follow in thousands? There's some attraction, some reality. How far they have gone? That's another question. But they are on the way. The basic teachings have been seen by all. If there appears to be some difference, this is for want of going into the depths, to the bottom. So, sacrifice for others is good. Suppose some people come to harm you here, I would go sacrifice myself to save you. Is it not right? You see, if you simply sneak away here, there, all will be killed. That's the law of sacrifice. Law of sacrifice is for the safeguard of others. After all, we have to leave the body someday. Why not in the service of others? The main purpose is to be harmless. Ahimsa, non-violence, in thought, word, and deed, you feel a sort of blessing, especially those who are after that. Sometimes, out of the ear, they kiss their own body. Blessed is the body in which that water of life runs through. All this comes when you apply yourself wholly, solely in the context that you have been given. Next chapter, Humility, December 14, 1970. It is very difficult to leave off ego. Oh, I am great. So that is why Christ said, "Blessed are the humble, they are the peacemakers." Humility cannot be had by mere intellectual wrestling. That comes only when you see some higher power is working. When you say, "I am merely a puppet in his hands," only then true humility comes, not before. This little ego is Satan-like. I would say it drags everybody in whatever line he is working. Even preachers say, "Oh, who is there like me? I am the greatest preacher. I can do everything. Everything is under my thumb. I can make and unmake things." So that true humility can come only through coming in contact with the God into expression power, which is within us. That's all. By mere intellectual wrestling, we can come up for a while, but not permanently. That is the whole trouble underlying everything. If all become servants, that's all right, but we want to become bosses. The whole trouble arises here. Those who are attached outside cannot leave the body. "I have to do this, I have to do that, I have this job. Who will look after those people? Who will look after my property?" Well, this very body is left at death. What about the outer things? Our vision does not become very clear unless we rise above body consciousness. Then you see things in right perspective. If we leave, then where's the world? All the material world is gone. That is why Christ said, "It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a man who is expanded, a wealthy man with all outward attachments." The teachings of the masters just cut down the very stem of the whole trouble. When you rise above body consciousness, the physical ego is gone, but the astral ego, causal ego are still there. Complete humility arises only when you rise above three planes, not before. In the beginning, you will begin to have a little humility. Even those who go on the astral plane, they are also not free from them. We fight for all these outward things. This can be explained in these two words, woman and gold, and all is left at the time of death. The very body is left of them. So we have to know ourselves practically. The more you are able to rise above body consciousness at your will, that is what is wanted. The whole angle of vision will be changed. When you go up in an airplane, very big mountains appear like small moons. When I passed over the Suez Canal on my first trip, they said, "We have passed the Suez Canal." You say Suez Canal, which has been the apple of discord. It just looked like a very small stream, a gutter, I would say. So all this greatness becomes very little. One detailed circular was issued on humility. With God's grace, we are put on the way. Guidance is there also. That will cut the tree from the very stem, from the very roots. So world is there. Now, if you take L out of it, word remains. That's all. But he likes who more? I think you can reply better. I will stop here for now. I was reading from The Light of Kripal. I started with chapter 26, the five charge names, and I went on to chapter 27 on privacy, and then I just started chapter 28 on humility, and I had to stop there, and I would continue from here next time. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Pradeep, for reading Master's inspiring words to us. There were 60 participants at tonight's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for bringing us together to receive your loving guidance and blessings.
So we have to learn swimming in water or on the dry land. We have to be in the world, yet out of it. And to achieve that success is to be self-centered. You follow my point?